from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. French police have released a photo of the suspect, who is still at large, from the Friday night attacks on Paris that killed 132. Suspect identified as Salah Absalom, 26-year-old man born in Brussels. He is one of three brothers linked to the string of near simultaneous attacks carried out by the Islamic State. Those Paris attacks dominated the G20 summit in Antalya, Turkey, where President Obama represented the U.S. VOA's Luis Ramirez was there.
Leaders came to talk about trade, energy, and climate change, but it was the terrorist attacks in Paris and the need to do something about the conflict in Syria that topped the agenda.
We will redouble our efforts.
The U.S. leader said the United States stands in solidarity with the French and will help hunt down the perpetrators of the attacks in Paris and work to resolve the Syrian crisis.
As was true with the terrible attacks that took place in Ankara, the killing of innocent people based on a twisted ideology is an attack not just on France, not just on Turkey, but it's an attack on the civilized world.
At the summit's first working session, a moment of silence was observed for all victims of terrorism. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Antalya, Turkey.
Meantime, fighter jets from France have launched massive airstrikes against the Islamic State stronghold of Raqqa, Syria, and French President Francois Hollande has called Friday's gun and suicide attacks an act of war. Egyptian security officials say police discovered the bodies of 15 African migrants. They were found shot dead in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula near the country's border with Israel and with Gaza. Eight other migrants also found in that attack. This is VOA News. The United